This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 93. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump. What's happening to all my dance teachers out there? How are you? As we record this podcast on New Year's Eve, the last and final day of 2017. Hopefully your 2017 has been wonderful. I have enjoyed mine and looking forward to everything 2018 has to offer. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, where we talk about hip hop dance stuff. I am a hip-hop dance teacher, choreographer, musician, podcaster. And so on this podcast, I try to talk about, different things that we can use as teachers to help us in our classes. So you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. That's Podomatic.com. You can also get it on my website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. You can go, on the front page of the website, there's a news section. I post it there, but I also put it in the blog section. So if you go to the side, you see blog, and you can play it right from there with the show notes. There's always going to be show notes on there, unless it's an MIE podcast, and I'm just sharing with you a motivational story, which, by the way, check out the MIE series, the mixtape. I think I'm on episode number 16, great motivational stories. For my dance teachers out there, when you have those days where you're just not feeling it, pop you in an MIE and check it out. MIE is motivate, inspire, and encourage. And that's what some of those stories do. You can also get all of my music on Spotify. Just go to, type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, and all the songs will pop up there, and I post new songs on there. You can go to my SoundCloud page, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and you'll find new music there, as well as my YouTube channel, Christopher Tyler, no Zondaflex on that one, and go to that page, and you'll see not only music, I put some new music on there sometimes, but you'll see some combos, and you can get all your tutorials there, as well as the website. If you go to the tutorial section, you will see them there. So if there's anything that you need to see how to do, most of the time it'll be on there. If it's not, send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will shoot a video just for you and send it back to you. All right, so the title of this podcast is called 21 Basic Moves to Know and Teach. And I actually got my inspiration from the Dance Studio Life magazine. And they had one of the hip-hop teachers in there go through 21 different moves. And I was looking at that, and they had pictures on there. So I thought, I was like, hey, let me look at my song list that I have. And I'm going to put together my own 21 basic move list so that you can just kind of go through the list and make sure that you are teaching these moves in class. And what I'm going to do in the show notes, I'll put a link to the song. So this is my 21 move list with the song included. All of them except the last one has a video. The last one on there, I put a video link on there because it's a series of dances that's created to make one dance. But if you need any videos for any of these, like if you go through this list and you're like, Chris, I don't know how to do these dances, just send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will get that video to you. All right, so here we go. This is my own 21 basic moves to know and teach list. And we start off with number one, actually one of the newer songs that I released, and it's called The Body Isolation. Body isolations, isolate. Let me show you how to do that wave. That's the one me and my kids sing that one. That's crazy. They're like, why you always got to turn into the reggae man when you do some songs? It's like, I don't know. I just like it. Like the island vibe on there. But yeah, the Body Isolation is it's an introduction to the Cobra Wave. And it's using your body, your shoulders. And then you're not going to use your arms on this for the Cobra Wave. Cobra Wave is an advanced move, but this is one of the 21 basic moves. So just dealing with the body isolations where, you know, you take your left shoulder, put it up, take your chest, put it out. When you put your chest out, both shoulders go back, right shoulder goes up, and then the last move, both shoulders come forward and you contract. And on the song, it says chest goes back. But you're really contracting and you push your shoulders forward. And you just do that. You can also reverse it. You can go right up first, chest out. Or you can go right up first, chest back. But you're basically creating a body roll. And it's going, you know, around and around and around. So that is the movement number one, the body isolation. Number two in my 21 move list is Around the Clock. And I put the link to the song on there. And Around the Clock actually is an introduction to the six step. I always like to teach it. And for some of you, this is a recap because I've done different podcasts where the Around the Clock has been a move of the day. But on this one, I'm just putting it together so you can just have a list and a podcast to go back where you can be like, what am I teaching? What do they know? What don't they know? Here's your list 21. So Around the Clock, one hand goes on the ground, your feet, you know, have their feet go around in a circle clockwise or counterclockwise. But it's an introduction to the six step because when they hit those sides, the right or left, that's the feet movement they're going to have. And then all they have to do then after that is conquer the bear crawl and the crab walk. That's your, you know, being in a bear crawl position and then crab walk position. Those are the introduction to the six step. But this one is Around the Clock. And the song is on there. You play the song, have everybody do Around the Clock, or you can do two at a time so they won't step on hands, three or four at a time, or you can do across the floor. So that's number two. Number three is the famous coffee grinder. I talked about this in one of the podcasts where I told you I went out of town and had this whole section that I did where I put things down on the floor and I had them hit the mark with their foot. So coffee grinder is a great one. It's one leg swings around. Doesn't matter which one you use, left or right. But the leg goes around, you jump over it. Keep it in that same rotation. You can go clockwise or counterclockwise on that one as well. So that's number three. Number four is the heel toe flick. Now this one is a different one. You might be, I think there's a video on YouTube of this dance and they call it the happy feet. But it's a footwork move where you basically, like say, you lift up your right heel, turn it to the inside, lift up your left toe, turn it to the outside. So that's position number one. Then you come back to the middle, that's position number two. Then you're gonna go to the other side. So the other side goes, right toe goes out to the right, left heel, turn it to the inside. That's position number three. Back to the middle, both feet facing forward, that's number four. And then you can do like the way you can work that, you can do singles, so you can go left, right. You can double up on it, left, right, double on the left, then right, left, double on the right. Or you can do doubles, double on the left, double on the right, single, double on the left, right? But that's the heel toe flick, which is a footwork move, and that is number four. Number five is the body roll, right? So this one is not the body isolation where it goes shoulder up, chest out. But this one is where it's a wave, a body wave, actually goes from the top of your head all the way down to your feet. You put your head back, chest goes out, contract it, bend your knees, and then straighten. That takes it down. And then I believe on this song, we reverse it and come back up. So you bend your knees, kind of rock forward, come up through the hips, chest goes out, roll the shoulders forward, then the head comes back. So that's body roll, number five. Body roll down, do-do-do-do-do-do. Body roll back up, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, so that's number five. Number six is called the cross step. So the cross step is it's like a top rock move. You can use it in choreography too as well, but it's where you go, you know, say you take your right foot, cross it over the left, and then step out to the left with your left foot. Take that same foot, now your weight's on your left foot, cross it over the right foot, then step out to the right with your right foot. And you can do that, you know, cross, step, and you can do the arms with that one as well. Where you can take your arms, cross them in front of you. Then when you step out, put your arms out to the side. Do it, come back. Every time the foot crosses, the arms cross in front of you, step out to the side. Or you can use the hands, cross it up top. Right, so when you cross the foot in front of the other one, cross your hands and put it up over your head and then come down by your side. So that's a fun one. That's number six. That's the cross step. Number seven. Boom, doom, 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 boom, doom, boom, boom. The moonwalk or the backslide. Made famous by Michael Jackson, but done way before Michael Jackson. But it's a way of I saw a tap dance video way back. I think it was like in the 40s, 50s, somewhere around there. But they were doing that way, way, way back then. There's a video on YouTube. I think it's called The Origins of the Moonwalk. Very, very good video to look at. But this one is, you basically, you pick up your right heel. And then you push the left foot back. Remember, when that foot slides back, it has to stay flat. And then leave it there. And then switch weight. So basically take the right foot, go down, come up with the left foot or the left heel, and then pull the right foot back, keep it flat. And when it gets to this position, switch weight and just keep doing it over and over. The key to it is that sliding of the foot, making it flat. That's what gives you that cool illusion of the moonwalk. All right, number eight is the pancake. Now this one, the song link that I put on there is the jump song. Because we do the pancake in the jump song. And I couldn't find just the pancake song for some reason. But I do have one where it goes, "This is the pancake." I think it's on my preschooler's album. So if you want that song, shoot me an email and I will send it to you. The pancake goes like this. So you take both of your hands. They're like out in front of you. And then just flip the right hand over. Or you can do it with the left too. But one hand has to be facing up and the other one facing down. And then you just flip them. Right, and when you flip them, you're moving your body side to side while you're flipping them. And then you kind of do it with a bounce. So your body's moving side to side, you're bouncing, you're grooving, your hands are flipping, and that is the pancake. So that's definitely one that you got to teach your kids just all by itself. It doesn't have to be in the dance. We just said we're going to learn the pancake today. It's always a fun one, like when I travel around the schools and teach kids who don't dance. This is a list that I kind of go to where I'm like, okay, what is something that they, you know, that non-dancers can learn? And they'll be like, cool, I can do this, right? And so the pancake is one of them. Real easy, but a real fun one. All right, number nine is the arm wave. Now, this one gets a little bit tricky, but I still will consider it a basic move because it's one of the foundations of hip-hop dance. So arm wave goes like this. For this particular one, it's going to be the 12-part wave. And it goes knuckles, fist, wrist, elbow, shoulder, chest, shoulder, elbow, wrist, fist, knuckles, flat. 12 parts. If you need to see a video for that one, like I said, shoot me an email. Chris@MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And I will get that to you. But if you go to, you can actually go to YouTube and just type in Mr. Chris Arm Wave Song. Or Mr. Chris 12-Part Wave. And it'll come up. And on the website, if you go to the tutorials, sit on there. I think the song on there that I have is a jump song, wave song mix. It's one of the first videos that I did when I start creating the instructional music. All right, number 10, halfway there. Number 10 is the six step. Now, this one is kind of crazy, but it's a ground move. You basically want to be like, so you start in your feet and your hands are on the ground. Then you take your left foot, cross it in front of the right, put the right hand in the air. And movement number two, take the right foot, come behind the left. Keep that right hand up in the air. Number three, your hands go back. You're in a crab walk position. And both feet are forward, knees are bent. Then number four, you go in reverse. The right foot crosses in front of the left. Right hand on the ground, left foot up. Number five, left foot steps back. Hold that same position with your arms. Number six, bring the right foot back through, which actually takes you back to movement number one. Now you could do that to the right or to the left, or you can go in reverse as well. But the six step is definitely a class favorite. Make sure you get that in this year. And I would say, like my 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old classes, most of them can do the around the clock. I start trying to introduce the six step to them, but you know, you really got to be specific about where you're placing the feet. But they can get it. But you got to stick to it. Stick to your guns. Like, if you know this is my list of 21 moves that they're going to get, then stick with them and don't change. All right, here we go. Number 11 is the Twisto Flex. Now, the Twisto Flex, the order that I have it on the song link that I put on for you is what I did. But the Twisto Flex is basically, it's an isolation move. And it's whatever direction you want to move in, moving body parts at different times. So say, for instance, like this song, I go hands go up, hands go down. But you don't have to do that. Like, you can connect your hands in front of you, right? And then move your arms to the right, turn the head, boom, and then turn the feet, boom, and then the whole body. You know what I mean? Or you can step out with your right leg, boom, turn your head, boom, and bring it. But it's just doing different isolations, moving in different directions, with different parts of your body while you're kind of popping. So that's the Twisto Flex. Number 12 comes from the locking category. It's wrist rolls. I want to add that in just because it's good to begin teaching them some locking foundation. Locking has other moves in it. Uncle Sam points, pumps, the lock. But I'm just going to deal with the wrist rolls. So you take your hand, you rotate it up towards your ear, and then you close your fist. And that's basically a wrist roll going up. So, yeah, right wrist roll. And then when you go down, you reverse it. So the wrist rotates to the outside. Then you close your fist when it's down low. So wrist rolls is number 12. Wrist roll up, right hand, and down. Wrist roll up, left hand, and down. Double wrist roll, both hands, and down. Number 13, top rock. Top rock is another move. Now, this one is packed in because I have... You know, you can go front cross, where you cross your right foot in front of the left foot in front of the right, back cross, you know, cross it behind, or sidestep. You step out to the side. Boom, ba-da, boom, ba-doom, da. But I'm going to put all that under top rock. There are others. There's Indian step and, you know, different things like that. But kick drop steps, which I have some songs for. But we're just going to say the basic moves, the top rock, give them the front cross, back cross, and the sidestep. This song is in the list too. So, and I did save this list on my Spotify account. You could go to that, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Actually, I'll put a link to the whole list on this show note, and then you could just have your list with you on Spotify when you're in class. You could be like, huh, what do I want to do right now? And just pull up the song. All right, number 14 is where we are. The Baby Freeze. All right, so this one is with my little ones. I have them. It's basically where you do a freeze or a stall down on the ground. But I have the little ones, like, they put their ear to the ground, one hand. Make sure that elbow is in the rib cage, and the other hand is their power arm. And I just have them put one foot up. And then as they get older, then I go, you know, try to see if you can get the other foot up. So the baby freeze, that's a good one. Number 15 is the King Tut. Main thing about that, you want to keep your hands flat. So you can make your lines an angle. I have a song on there, but you don't necessarily, like, when you put your hands down, bring it back up, they don't have to be both facing in or both facing out. Whatever. You can do your own thing on that. Or you can put one hand down, put the right hand down, left hand up. But the main thing is to keep the flatness of the hand for the King Tut, so you can make your lines and angles, right? Lines and angles with the King Tut move. Number 16 is the robot. Put a song on there. It's always fun on this one because it's like, now look to the right and look to the left. Time for the robot. With the robot, just make sure their arms are basically like a robot, you know, but make sure they're doing different things with their arms. You can do the one arm dangle and the arm is like ding, 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 right? But have them do the robot move, you know, every time this song comes on. Number 17 is the dust your shoulder move. Now, this one is just the move where, you know, it's like a swag move, right? So you take your right hand, you're on your left shoulder, and you dust. But when you do it, have them, like, lift up the shoulder as they dust. So it's like, foom, foom. Then they do the other side, foom, foom. Now, in this song that I put on there, it'll be like, step to the front and dust your shoulder. Step to the back and dust your shoulder. Step to the right and dust, right? But just getting that little, the dust your shoulder move is a good one. That brings us to number 18, the step and slide. This song that I put on there has some other moves in there, but the basic step and slide moves, you have your hands flat, step out with your right foot, the foot is flat. The same way you drag that foot back in the moonwalk, do the same thing, but this one, just bring it back to the other one. So you step out, your weight's on that foot, swoom, slide back. Then to the left foot, step out. When you step out, bring your hands back towards your body. And then as the foot slides in, push your hands out. That gives it more of the illusion. So step and slide. Number 19, scoop the leg. Now this one is a combination of the bottom half of your body and the top. Combination of the footwork and an arm wave while your arms are bent. So earlier we did the arm wave, arms straight. This one is you're gonna take your foot, you're gonna step to the front, step to the back, and then you scoop the leg where you like brush the ground. Like it's like a brush, then the leg like turns over and lands, and then you put your left arm up, right arm, then you do that same wave, but you don't do it slow. It just goes, do the wave. By the time I say that, it should be all the way through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Right? So step, step, shoom. Like brush the ground, scoop the leg, turn the foot, and you're facing the other direction. Number 20 is the chest pop. I like the song that I put on there. It's called the Heartbeat Song. I did it for a studio that was doing Wizard of Oz, and it was talking about the Tin Man. So it's like, step, do the heartbeat, chest pop, right? So it has on there. But it's basically pulling your shoulders back, bringing your chest out, boom, bringing it in, right? Doom, 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 the chest pop. And then the last one, number 21, is the Catfish Dance. It's a series of dances, so it goes like this. When it says, give me that catfish, knock on the dough, you go like this, like you slide to the left, you like swim to the left, you use your right hand to clear it out, swim, and then you lift up your left hand and just knock on the door, like doom, doom. Then while that hand's up, you go the other way, swim to the right, knock on the door, doom, doom. On press that cookie dough, just take your fist and pound it into your hand, and you switch it, so the right hand goes, press that cookie dough, other hand, press that cookie dough. Then you squeeze it, so you take both hands, you know, grab the cookie and munch it. Ah, and they get real silly on that. Then it's flatten that pizza. Same thing, hand flat, flatten that pizza. Other hand, flatten that pizza. So your fist is going in your hand. Then when it says slice it, you take both hands, cross it like an X in front of you, and slice it and bring your body up and down. Slice it, slice it, slice it. Then you go hands on your knees, hands to the sky, and you turn around in a circle and do it one more time. So that's the catfish dance. All those dances in one makes the catfish dance. The reason I made that song is because I was being silly one day, and I was trying to keep their attention because they were all over the place, and I was telling a story about food. And I did it. They started asking, can we do the catfish dance? So I was like, well, obviously we're going to have to make that a song because that was a hit with the babies. All right, so there you go. That is my 21 move list. Follow me on Spotify and you can get that list, and I will not update that one. I'm going to keep that right there. So you can always go on Spotify, and you can also go to your show notes on this podcast. So there you go. The last podcast of 2017, episode number 93, your 21 basic moves that you must teach in class. Shout out the Dance Studio Life magazine for the inspiration. And shouts out to all my dance teachers. Thank you guys so much for being a follower of this podcast this whole year. And like I said, may your year continue to be blessed and prosperous. And dance teachers, just know. You ain't got to be afraid of nothing. You are enough. In 2018, be the fullest you that you can be. Know that you have what it takes. You don't have to. Go to my last MIE podcast. I talk about the imposter syndrome. You don't have to be anybody else, right? When you teach, you can be yourself. Even though you're getting moved, you listen to this podcast and you're getting moves, you're getting inspired. But you know what? It doesn't even have to be me. You know, all these moves could be your own version of them, and you can stand in that truth. So may all your classes be awesome in this new coming year. May your relationships with kids be great. May your vision to where you're taking your studio be amazing. And yes, I think that's all I have right there. So look, that is it. That's the business right there. Episode number 93. It's your boy, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And yes, let's go into this new year ready to bring that thing. You feel me? All my dance teachers out there, thank you so much. And your boy is out.
Yo, come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.